My husband wanted to use my sister as a free surrogate, so I used his perfect brother instead. My husband always said he'd do anything to become a father, but I never imagined anything, including my younger sister. We've been trying for 3 years. Every negative test felt like a tiny funeral, while Mark sat beside me scrolling adoption sites like shopping online, sighing louder with each click. When my sister Emma offered to be our surrogate at Thanksgiving, I thought we'd caught a break. She'd already had 2 kids. I'd do anything for you, she said, squeezing my hand. Family helps family. I watched Mark's eyes meet hers across the table. That should have been my first warning. The fertility clinic quoted us $30,000 for IVF with surrogacy. Mark started a spreadsheet calculating interest rates, loan options, and even selling his motorcycle. Then one night over Chinese takeout, he set down his chopsticks and said, "What if we did it the traditional way?" I laughed. "What do you mean traditional?" He leaned forward, completely serious. "We skip the IVF. I just plant my seed directly in Emma. No medical costs, no procedures, same result." My chopsticks clattered to the table. He kept going, launching into this whole speech about efficiency and saving money, how people did it for centuries, how it would be clinical and quick. "Just a medical procedure without the medical bills," he said. I couldn't speak. I was too busy trying to process that my husband had just asked to bang my sister. The guilt trip started immediately. "I guess you don't really want kids. Other wives would understand the sacrifice." He even compared me to his coworker Janet, who'd done egg donation for her sister. Each comment was designed to make me feel selfish for saying no. By week 3, Emma called me. "Mark explained everything," she said, voice dripping with concern. "I want you to know I'm open to it. Whatever helps you become a mom." She went on about how it would be beautiful creating life for her sister and how the baby would be loved by everyone. I thanked her, but said I wasn't sure yet and hung up. Then came the Thursday that changed everything. Mark was at his brother's bachelor party and I needed our insurance card for a dentist appointment. I searched his home office, rifling through his filing cabinet, and behind the tax returns, I found a manila folder labeled medical. Inside were test results from 2 years before we married. Male factor infertility. Sperm count, 0. Completely sterile. My hands shook reading the urologist's notes. Congenital, irreversible, no surgical options. He'd known. Every fertility appointment where he'd held my hand while doctors explained how my body was failing us. Every time I sobbed over negative tests, he knew he was the problem. I kept digging and opened his computer to see what else he might be hiding, and saw texts with my sister going back 6 months. They talked about how once I agreed to the surrogacy, they wouldn't have to sneak around anymore, how this was really going to work, and how they'd finally have a daughter of their own and make leaving me easy. They were actually joking about how simple their plan